It's Bank Holiday Monday, May the 6th. There's noise, which means we're at the Warren. And I bumped into David McIver, whose show Teleport is here at Brighton Fringe. David, tell us about the show.
So Teleport is a really silly character comedy show in which I try to recreate a fantasy role-playing game, kind of like somewhere between Dungeons & Dragons and World of Warcraft, if that means anything to you. So it's loads of stupid props and costumes, silly voices, silly faces, and it's really like fun and interactive, just trying to get people involved and trying to sort of make them players in the journey as we go along with the game.
And I guess, so if you're not into that stuff, can you still enjoy it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm not really interested in it anymore. I'm writing about it because when I was a teenager, I was super obsessed with this game called World of Warcraft. I used to go home, I'd play it for like 4 hours a day. So for me, it's about like the nostalgia of that, like trying to recreate that. But it's super accessible for people who don't know that sort of world. It's just like really silly, fun comedy, hopefully.
Tell us how the show got made.
I had the idea around summer last year. And I've just been sort of working on it since about September, just previewing it in London. I did Vault Festival at the start of the year as well. It's hard to say how it gets made. I guess I do lots of gigs, so I'll do a 5-minute character piece at a gig, and if there's something there, then I'll develop it and sort of try to put it all together into this narrative.
Okay, so you keep changing it?
Yeah, pretty much. It's still changing a little bit now, actually, even in Brighton, because I'm sort of getting ready for the Edinburgh Fringe in August, so it's still a bit of a work in progress.
Well, I was going to ask that, because we're on the last day here, I think, but tell us a few places it's going before it gets to Edinburgh.
Well, I'm going to the Prague Fringe at the end of the month.
Oh, nice fringe, that.
Yeah, have you been to it?
Yeah, we cover it as well.
Oh,
yeah,
cool. Yeah, I went last year for the first time, and it was just like a really nice holiday, and I got to do 5 shows, which are really useful. So I'll do Prague, and then I'm doing Hastings Fringe, I'll do a lot of previews in London, and then it'll end in Edinburgh.
People want to escape probably more than ever at the moment, looking at the state of the world, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, that's kind of what the show is about. It's about when I was a teenager, just wanting to like escape being a teenager, basically just finding like real life really awful, and just really enjoying being a sort of powerful ranger or whatever I was in this fantasy game.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, and for people that, you know, have found the generation that's found roleplay and escape online and in gaming, what's the difference, apart from the obvious one, of them getting around a table, you know, picking up real characters?
Oh, so the difference between like sort of board, like tabletop role-playing games and online ones. I guess for me, it was like when I was a teenager, I didn't know anyone who was playing the sort of tabletop games. It takes a lot of organisation, I suppose. You've got to have like friends in place who want to do that with you. Whereas I think, I don't know, online role-playing games, there's a sort of cliche that it sort of attracts sort of loners, I suppose, because it can be a really isolated thing where you just go on your computer. It's very like accessible. You don't need to organise anything with friends or anything like that.
In some ways, I mean, people have told me it's more real, even though the graphics might be better online. It's more real when you get around the table, because your imagination's always going to be more real.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. I think, and now personally, I really like board games now. I don't play too many like role playing tabletop games, but I really love board games just for the sort of the social aspect of it, and just how nice it is getting all your friends together and playing with the little pieces. It seems really wholesome now, I think, especially with like, I don't know, technology being so prevalent.
As a performer, where's the balance between the script and improvising?
For me, improvising comes a lot into the process of making the show.
Right.
So when the show is finished, there's not going to be that much improv in it. There might be a few moments of improv that I'll keep in every day in order to like keep it fresh and exciting. But improv plays a big part in the creation of the show, just like going on stage with a character and just exploring and trying to find something funny to do with it, something new.
When the show's over, does it haunt you?
Do you mean like when I finish doing a whole run of shows?
Yeah, or at night, are you just living this stuff, or can you let it go and just go to Poundland?
It depends how well or badly the show's gone, I think. I've definitely been haunted for a while by a few solo shows that I've done now and again. But I think the more gigs you do, the less of a big deal they are. So I think when I first started comedy, I'd be depressed for a week after a bad gig, whereas now you just sort of take it in your stride a bit more.
What are you doing 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after a show?
5 minutes before, I put the music up really loud and I have a little sort of dance about on stage and try to look happy and like I'm having fun. And then after the show, I sort of, I don't know, sort of stare into the distance. I'm not too sure. I just sort of come out of the venue and just a bit lost for a while, and then I figure out what I'm supposed to do.
Would you say that roleplay has given you something that you couldn't have got anywhere else?
It was definitely really useful at the time. Like, it allowed me to have, like, fun when I was a teenager, and, like, I didn't really find real life very
fun. You're not that old now. Are you an old man now or something?
I'm not an old man. I'm 26 years old. But, yeah, I mean, that's the main thing it gave me, was at the time it was, like, really comforting and just, like, a really, like, place of safety.
Do you think this kind of work now marks you out, or are you looking into other areas?
What do you mean by that, sorry?
Well, I mean, you know, this is clearly what it is, but could you see yourself doing a really serious solo show or some stand-up or Silent Cloud? Or there's all sorts of ways you could develop yourself because you're only 26.
Yeah, well, I do stand-up as well. Like, I do stand-up in clubs now and again and stuff like that. And I think next year I am going to try and do a show that is just a stand-up show, just as, like, another challenge, I suppose, because I've done about 3 character comedy shows now, so I'm interested to see, yeah, just see what I can do with that. It just seems, it's just, I guess I'll just go with an idea if it excites me. So at the moment, like, I like the idea of trying to do stand-up. I think it'll be fun.
And then final question, it's a bit of a bugger really, but given that there's lots of opportunities to see your show, even after Brighton Fringe, although it is on today still, to the people that know roleplay and enjoy it, you've made your pitch in a way. So the second part of it's the tough one. What will be your invite then for people wandering here in the Warren that go, what's that? And they really never heard of it, but they're going to go and get an entertaining hour or so.
Well, I think if you like comedy that's like interactive, ridiculous, silly, slightly weird, like it's the show for you really. It doesn't really, whether you like role-playing games or interested in them, it's kind of irrelevant. There's lots of like gems in there for people who do like those games, but it's mainly for people who just want to see something really, really silly, I think.
Well, that looks like just about everyone here at the Warren, so thanks for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you very much.